Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're doing a lot of interviews here at the Liberty Forum. It is me, Mark.
And Gardner.
And we have deposed Ian from his first seat here. He's liable to be in traction for weeks after that coup. But it was really great to have Jeffrey Tucker on sitting in the second chair. And like I said, Free Talk Live, it's about your calls. We're an interactive show. We have an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com, upload videos or news stories, whatever you think is important there. People can vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with others. Let's go straight to the pizza guy calling in.
To the phone.
Yeah, let's go to the phone. Davi, we're going to do an interview with you here in a second, but just pretend like you're our co-host, okay? Okay, you're co-hosting. Pizza guy in Fargo.
Yeah, I was listening to you from the 20th. You guys were talking about near-death experience.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody had spoken about it or brought it up, but it just made me so angry. I had to call in right away.
Okay.
Over and over again during that story. Well, it's right away because I had to listen to you guys while I deliver pizzas.
All right.
Over that story, you keep saying, there's no way I could have experienced it because my cortex was shut down during that time. And da da da. But what's not being talked about is the fact that time is also something that you experience in the mind. Like, there's no real reason you should see things forward or backwards or taking any amount of time. So it all could have happened inside of a few seconds before or after his coma.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the things that the guy gets a certain amount of deferral for is he's a neurosurgeon, so he has some understanding of the brain that, you know, like the rest of us may or may not have. I think it's interesting, you know, at that point he almost has to fight with his peers, you know what I mean?
But there's no way, I question the credibility of where that's coming from, because no doctor says, I'm going to talk to you like a doctor, that's how you know I'm telling the truth. And it's not possible, and here's my evidence, when anecdotal accounts are never, ever considered to be evidence. That's not even the word you use to describe an anecdote.
You're right about that. You're right. That's the truth.
Well, you know, the trouble is, statistically speaking, anecdotes become evidence in a way. And if you look at probability, if you look at anything statistically, there is no truth except that which is accepted as having been observed by a lot of people. But if you really reduce it, you can still get to the point where you say, well, there is no truth. I'm an empiricist myself, and I like to have some sort of outside something that I can say, yes, this proves it. But when you get to the metaphysics, by definition, if you're trying to find out where physics comes from, you're talking about metaphysics. If you're trying to find out where nature comes from, you're talking about supernature. So, you know, I give these guys a lot of slack. I find it interesting, but all I can say is, well, that's your experience. And from my experience, I've never been there. I don't know. And as you say, scientifically, it should be impossible.
Pizza guy?
Epistemology is a bitch. No doubt.
That is a good...
That's a bumper sticker right there, man. I love that.
Davi Barker, your book, Voluntary Islam, was just released yesterday. Is that right?
A couple days ago, yeah.
A couple of days ago? Okay. I've got to get this information right. And about voluntary Islam, I mean, you know, it's pretty clear that the Islamic Horde is on its way over here to hack us up with scimitars.
Yeah. They were about to kill me before I got here. They were like, I'm so glad we had Homeland Security to save me.
So, I mean, you know, you address that in the book, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm here. I'm a conspiracy from the East, and I've come to lull you all into a false sense of security.
Yes.
So that, you know, you'll be easy to take down. That's obviously the strategy. I mean, you can read it all over. I mean, Atlas Shrugs talks about it, so you know, atlasshrugs.com.
Yes. No. Right. Now, in fact, Islam is called the religion of peace, and I think a lot of people say that in, like, a snide way.
That's a bumper sticker. I don't like that slogan.
You don't like the slogan? I thought it was pretty good in some of the things that I've read out of the
Quran. It's too simple for me.
Okay.
If you want to talk about the Arabic language, all nouns derive from verbs first. right?
Okay.
So a book is not a thing. It is a thing which is written, right? Okay. Written is the verb.
Okay.
Right. So Islam is a form of the word for peace. Like, they have the same root, salama, right? So it's the same word, right? But it also means a whole host of other things, and it means, like, willful submission, and it means, like, so by just saying Islam means peace, it's oversimplification in my mind. Well, and it's a good bumper sticker, but I don't like bumper sticker Islam.
But it is, I think Marx makes an interesting point in that the contemporary neo-fascists, the contemporary neocons, the fascists on the left-wing Democrat side that continue the undeclared military conflicts to attack people in the Middle East and supposedly make the world safe for democracy, they use this in a supposedly ironic and, oh, isn't that cute that we're calling Islam the religion of peace?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bush said it first, so you know it's got to be propaganda.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, but, you know, they want people in their minds, I think, they want them to juxtapose that with the downing of the Twin Towers and Building 7 and so on. And, you know, I noted in your book, and folks, Davi Barker's book is called Voluntary Islam and Other Essays, just released today, right, Marco?
Yeah, actually a couple of days ago.
I just got the paperback myself today. The e-book gorgeous. Came out a couple of days ago, yeah.
It's fantastic. How can they find the e-book?
The e-book, the best thing you can do is you can just search for it on Amazon, because right now we're trying to game the rating system and get it up
in
the promotion, right?
Okay, so Voluntary Islam, Davi Barker,
yeah.
Davi Barker. One of the things you have in here right in the opening, no compulsion in religion, and this is from the Quran. There shall be no compulsion in religion, for truth has become distinct from error, and whoever rejects falsehood and believes in God has grasped the most trustworthy handhold, which never breaks, and God is hearing and knowing. So right there, that says it in a little bit more detail.
Sure.
It's not necessarily as simple
as
religion.
Nobody should be forced to be a Muslim.
Not exactly. Right. And
it's more nuanced. This is really important, because the word that is always translated here in English is religion. And we have this conception of religion being like what goes on in church and whatever. But the word in Arabic is deen, and deen means something much broader. Deen means a complete way of life, right? So you're talking about a complete way of life without compulsion. And that's something much, that's not just like I can't force you to convert. That's like I can't force you to obey. So, I mean, that's a much, in the Arabic language, it's much broader than it is in the English language. Even though it's nice, it sounds good in English too. Mm-hmm. But I'm making the argument that that's an absolute, that it needs to be a complete way of life with no coercion.
Okay. Can't force people to obey.
Right. Force people to obey.
Okay, Davi, what do you think about, are there, your position on Islam and freedom, voluntarism, do you think that this is a unique thing, or do you think that this is something that is fairly well recognized within those people who voluntarily ascribe to the religion of Islam?
I don't think that it's very explicitly acknowledged. Uh-huh. There are some, like I'm the assistant director of MuslimsForLiberty.org, and so there are a lot of us that are developing this as a thesis. Mm. But there is a lot of sort of intuitive acceptance of this, right? Because they're coming out of tyrannical countries, and so the illusion has been broken for them of what the tyrannical state can be. But they're also sort of like they're merchants by nature. Like the Prophet Muhammad was a merchant, and there's a lot in Islam about commerce. And so you don't have a whole lot of socialism infecting the concepts of the free market.
But the poor want free stuff everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, that's bribery. So, I mean, and the uneducated fall for all sorts of scams, and that's true, too. But there's a natural confluence of values that occurs, especially if you look into the history and you look into the past. Like, when people throw the argument to me, if a Muslim throws the argument to me that, what about the roads? I say, well, you know, we talk about the golden age of Islam all the time, and we talk about how great it was. Well, you know what? In the golden age of Islam, roads were private.
No,
so, you know, great. Like... So there's a lot. I mean, education was private, too. I mean, a lot of these things, you have a natural history to say, look, the state was virtually nothing in most places and completely minuscule where it existed. And so, you know, you just have to know your history. And that's unfortunately something people forget. But
so Davi Barker is the author of Voluntary Islam. Look for it at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Davi, have you decided, and we'll hear from some of our advertisers shortly, but have you decided to do this as a way to try to win over both people who are Islamic and people who are not, to say,
there are aspects of the religion that allow you to be free. So we'll need to pick that up.
855-450-FREE. Call in. Talk about what your feelings are on Islam, if that's what you wish to do. Here on the live, well, Liberty Forum edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Guard.
And Davi.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Sacral toll-free call-in line. We're here at the Liberty Forum, the 2013 Liberty Forum. And you know what I'm seeing is a lot of outdoor enthusiasts. If you are an outdoor enthusiast or you have one in your life and you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, if you're an outdoor enthusiast, you're always looking for those things. The place to go is manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want at rock bottom prices, whether it's ammunition or rifle accessories or tents or water purification systems, boating equipment, whatever it is, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They're family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Like I said, rock bottom prices. Go and check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com. Guard, you had just asked a question to Davi just before we went to the break, and we're
Davi Barker.
We are going to Davi Barker. That's right, author of Voluntary Islam. We're going to get to the calls here in just a second, but I want to finish up that question.
Absolutely, and just to recap very quickly, I was asking. He is the author of the new book Voluntary Islam, as Mark said. And Davi, I just wanted to know, as you embarked on this project, were you interested in convincing others who are not Islamic that Islam is a religion of peace? At the same time, you're trying to maybe pull some people in on the Islamic side to say, hey, look, look at this in maybe a different way. How do you think the, I guess the question is, how do you think many people in Islam view the state now? Do they accept the state? Do they think that it is important? Or do you think that we have a skewed vision of Islam in the West here?
Well, those are really two different questions, so I'm going to answer the first one first. I didn't really have a clear intention when I started. Really, it was just about trying to, like, dig in and express, like, what was the deepest truth for me. And I was, like, looking for other people that shared that with me, right? And so it's both, like, a searching and an expressing, because when I started, my opinions were not the same as they are now, and there's some sort of self-discovery that happens throughout it. But I'm hoping that it does both. I'm hoping that it's sort of like I can sort of form a meet and greet between libertarians and Muslims and say, hey, look, you guys have a lot in common and you should really be talking a lot more because, I mean, Muslims swung hard from Republican to Democrat. Like, they all voted for George Bush in 2000, and then they all voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, and now they're politically homeless. And we have, there's a liberty group for the politically homeless, right? And it's the world's smallest political quiz.
That's right.
So, I think that there is a confluence of values that if they knew about, they would embrace. And I think that especially in Muslim-majority countries, they're desperate for it and they're ready to swallow it whole.
All right.
You know? So the second question was, what do Muslims think about the state?
Yeah.
And the way that Muslims are generally educated is sort of a utopian idea that there's this glorious past that once was, and they attempt to reachieve it. And that's the rhetoric of every Islamist party in the Middle East, that there's this glorious age of the Muslim era that they can achieve. And they think they can achieve it by force. And the thing is that it wasn't achieved by force the first time. So I think that if they realized that and they got that productivity comes from market and consensual and voluntary interaction, that they would begin to see that prosperity again, and they would begin to see that thriving science and knowledge. And they just need to realize that it didn't come from the state the first time. So they need to realize that there was perhaps a golden age or a utopian origin or something, but that it wasn't the state in the first place.
Let's go to Trish calling in from North Carolina. Trish, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. I was listening to your angry pizza man.
Yes, the pizza man.
Yeah, the pizza man. And his anger about anecdotal evidence, I don't understand that, because I think that everything that we experience is that way.
Exactly right.
Whether you're talking about science or personal experience. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're talking about whoever read, I don't know if it was Mark or Ian who read the after the near-death experience of the neurosurgeon, but it was...
Yeah, I was on the show, but Ian read it.
Ian, it was beautiful. And I don't know how he could have... spoken to us in any other way than our language.
It's going to be really powerful to be a neurosurgeon, have an experience like this near-death death experience, which are life-changing, these experiences, often for the people for whom they occur.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really are life-changing for them. It must have been really something. And, you know, what kind of language does one use to describe that?
That's a great point, Mark, yeah.
He couldn't speak in tongues. Understand him, so he did the best he could to try. I know that people were talking about the butterflies and the woman, but he did the best he could under the circumstances, because all he had was what he knew when he came out of it. And I found it beautiful. I found the rendition of the text beautiful. And I don't know how anybody's experience can anger someone else. I don't understand how people can be offended so easily by another person's experience.
We haven't had that kind of reaction on a story we've read in many, many months.
It's been very interesting.
It's been a lot of response.
I think among libertarians, many libertarians are atheist or agnostic. And I think there is a point to be made about whether or not this man could possibly have experienced these things. But as I said, you know, when you're looking at empirical things, as you said, all science is really multiple iterations of anecdotes that seem to repeat themselves and come up with certain laws of nature.
It seems like anecdotes is all there is.
That's really all there is. And I wanted to talk to you, Dobby. Yeah. Because, and so as a guy who's a libertarian, you probably see this as well. You know, your belief system sometimes runs counter to some people in libertarian circles who are atheistic, and I don't have a problem with it either way. You know, that's totally fine as long as, I mean, my beliefs aren't hurting anybody else. And how
do you guys ever see A Beautiful Mind?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So it's about a genius, except for one thing, and that is that he hallucinates people. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, once he realizes he's hallucinating, one of the things he does is whenever he sees a new person, he turns to the person next to him and says, "Do you see that person?"
No.
Right. And so what that means is he's having an anecdotal experience. And he's turning to the person next to him and he's saying, "Hey, are you also having this anecdotal experience?" They're both anecdotal experiences, but one confirms the other, and that's how he knows he's living in reality or not.
And again, that doesn't necessarily mean that it is real. What if he's hallucinating the other person too? But it increases the probability.
Right, and it's all probabilities.
Exactly.
It's
Now, how to
Trish, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Trish. How do you look at that from the standpoint of belief in Islam and Christ or Muhammad, that sort of thing? And you have so much more in the book, by the way, as well. Voluntary Islam. You go into contemporary issues like going after Gaddafi.
The Arab Spring is in there. The Occupy movement is in there.
Yeah, there's some big stuff.
Just published it just came out in publication like two or three days ago.
This is really neat. Yeah.
So I think one of the things that's interesting is there's a sort of a sub community of converts in the Muslim community because we have such a different experience than people who are born into the community. And one of the things that's interesting for converts is like maybe they accept the creed, right? To convert to Islam just means that you say you believe in God and you say that Muhammad is a prophet. And that's called the testification of faith, and that's it. That's all conversion is. There's no ceremony. But then you have all of these people from all of these different camps coming to you with various interpretations of what that means. And you're then stuck with, how do I determine which one of these people I'm going to listen to? And that's where you kind of have to get into like a methodology.
And then we realize that Jason Osborne is God.
Dobby, I really appreciate you coming on and giving
absolutely. It's good time.
Good stuff. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the Liberty of Forum edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
And we have got, I've got taken, Ian just told Ian to take a hike and he's off someplace. But
he's got a lot of important business just as we do.
He's probably looking for food or something. Anything free.
It's Free Talk Live, man.
That's right. You can call in at 855-450-FREE, but we've been doing a whole bunch of interviews this evening. And right now we have on with us Kate Baker. And Kate, I've got some questions about your project, the Network for Educational Opportunity. But real quick, if you've considered getting storable food for emergency situations, you got to check out food.freetalklive.com. You know, an emergency can strike at any time. You just don't know when. And stored food is a basic form of insurance that you can have for your family, and a cost-effective one at that. The food from the Legacy Premium brand, where we have a food.freetalklive.com, is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and it tastes great for less than $1.50 a meal. You can hold on to it and store it for 25 years. They've got vegetarian, gluten-free options. You know, for any dietary restriction, they can make something happen for you with a Legacy Premium brand. It's an amazing thing. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. They give free shipping on all orders. We've got some great specials over at food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. That's what I found most motivating. It's food.freetalklive.com. Gardner, why don't you start here with Kate as far as
all right, my friend. Let's start talking about the woman to my right here to visualize it on the radio. Kate Baker, one of the most top-notch people I know, ran into Kate last weekend at a production of Jesus Christ Superstar at a private school. My sister sends my niece to that private school because the government schools suck, and my niece is getting a good education. Kate approached me, and she said, hey,
I'm doing something right now. And I said, what are you up to? She goes, I am now involved with a voluntary organization to give scholarship funds to kids for private schools. And I said, ah, this is very cool. She gives me her card. It says on it, Kate Baker, of course, Executive Director, Network for Educational Opportunity, which you can find at www.networkforeducation.org. And Kate is next to me. Kate, you're in the middle of a struggle that here in New Hampshire, in the state legislature of New Hampshire, is an example that everybody in the United States and elsewhere should see. Tell us a little bit about what the organization is doing and the immediate situation that you're in right now.
Sure. In July, we passed an education tax credit program, which businesses can donate to scholarship organizations, and scholarship organizations then give children scholarships for private school. Actually, also in New Hampshire, our kind of revolutionary idea is we also give scholarships to homeschoolers, which is something no other state in the nation does.
Great.
So these tax credit programs are really a new idea as far as school choice goes, kind of moving away from vouchers and moving towards a private system, where a business simply contributes to the scholarship organization, then we give that money to kids. They are incentivized by a tax credit, and that has caused the controversy here in New Hampshire.
Sure, like anybody can give money to any educational organization they want, and nobody's going to say anything about that. But in this case, they're allowed to take a $1 for $1 credit against their business taxes for giving money to these educational organizations and thereby preventing the education monopoly, the state monopoly, from getting the money, right? Is that the idea?
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I like to see it. I mean, I know I've had to go out and raise the money, and so I do feel like it really is a contribution.
Okay.
And so the tax credit is 85%, which is one of the highest tax credits in
the nation. That's great.
For this type of program.
Okay.
And so it does, yes, encourage competition.
So it's 85 cents on the dollar.
Correct. It does encourage competition in the market where, you know, our vision ultimately is that children would be able to go to any school of their choice.
This
and that
great.
Other schools would compete for those students.
And that's really
just
what
like
it is.
You compete for your customers if you run a restaurant.
And it gives the kids, the kids or the parents, I think mostly, the parents, the option as opposed to the one-size-fits-all state government school.
Right. Well, and we know one size doesn't fit all. Mark, and that every kid is different, and every kid has different needs.
I'm not sure that size fits anybody. I don't think it does. I mean, you know, if you ask any parent which does better education, private or public schools, generally, I think just about all of them are going to say that, well, most private schools are better, or some private schools are better. Why wouldn't you want to have those choices?
Right? Well, I can see a couple things running up against you. First of all, the state needs a lot of money. And they don't want to give up the business taxes because
it's like
folks,
a big hole
in the state of New Hampshire, the business tax is the big tax in New Hampshire.
Luckily, though, this program actually does save the state money because the parents and the scholarship organization are taking responsibility for funding the education for that child.
Right.
And so the state no longer has to bear
to
that cost at all.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And it cuts out administration costs, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the whole cost of educating the student is now gone, Mark.
Okay.
The student would otherwise be educated in a public school at a cost of, what, about $12,000 average in New Hampshire. Now the scholarship organization and the parent are bearing that cost.
I see. This is brilliant.
And so it saves about $8 million.
Okay. Now, at the same time, it also incentivizes the students, the children, and the families of these students, because you also are trying to help out homeschoolers as well.
Yeah.
And just as an aside, Mark, there's a school in Nashua, New Hampshire, that opened up. It's called the Academy of Science and Design. And where I work, I have run into child after child has come into where I work. These kids are talking about getting into astrophysics.
You know, I founded that Parent Education Foundation there, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. Dynamo
Kate
education.
Baker, folks, this is something we hope we can draw attention to. This. Go to www.networkforeducation.org.
I'd love to help people start schools, too.
This is a very, very big time for these guys.
And the thing is, Kate, is, I mean, obviously, this is a national show, but this affects people on a national scale. Tell them how.
Well, they are trying to repeal the legislation, and there also is a legal challenge. And frankly, if we lose in New Hampshire, it would be the only place that school choice has ever lost and could create a national precedent.
So
that is not something we do not want to create a national precedent in any case that would be negative about school choice
programs.
Now,
the NHCLU has ACLU
has sued the state, saying that's unconstitutional because a parent can use their scholarship at any school. that they choose.
And it could be a religious school.
It could be. But
that's not a civil liberty.
Children use scholarships for college at, St. Anselm College or Notre Dame.
Yes, very true.
It's simply in K through 12 where this particular battle exists. And it seems to be that the education establishment is not happy with this idea.
They do not like this. Democrat governor in the state of New Hampshire named Hassan, she has very, very strong ties to the education establishment. Most of the unions, the police unions, the teachers unions, she loves those guys. They love her. They give her a lot of money. So obviously she is in opposition of you guys. And one of the arguments that I'm sure we'll hear is, this could be used for something, this tax credit. This is money that should be going to the state. It's our money, they'll say. But it's
and
not.
That doesn't
it's
make any sense. Is your donation
money.
To the Red Cross their money?
Ridiculous. But it's
I mean,
that
because
mindset.
You deduct something from your taxes, it makes it the state's money?
Yeah, so let's eliminate that concept right at the start. It is the money of the people who earned it by providing products and services to other people voluntarily without force. The state wants to take it by force. You guys have come up with a way to allow them to give it to somebody else and people...
Particularly children.
Yes. Now, some libertarians might say, well, look, I don't like the manipulation of the tax code for certain purposes, but if you're going to...
In this instance, it's outside of the system, and I think it has a positive enough result that we can take an incremental step.
Absolutely.
1 minute left.
Yeah. Kate, again, how do they find you online?
Sure. Networkforeducation.org.
Okay.
And we would love to talk to people all over the country if they want to start or introduce some sort of legislation like this in their state, an education tax credit program that helps low-income children. And also we'd like their support in our battle to save this program here in New Hampshire.
And so essentially if this goes under here in New Hampshire, it's a strike against basically anybody who makes donations and gets a write-off or deduction across the country, right? I mean,
yes, like, in essence, you're correct.
Like from your donation.
Not just the school choice movement, I guess. It does affect the school
that
choice movement
great
too,
point.
Nationwide.
Yeah, this could be the American Lung Association. It's, I mean,
you can't do it for that either, huh?
855-453.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right?
Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855, 453. You know, it is another exciting episode of Free Talk Live here at the Liberty Forum, and I can't say just how much I've enjoyed this. Gardner,
this show rocks, dude. I'm playing with forks. I'm getting water from cute girls.
Yep.
And you had to, you know, I'm talking to the girl, and Mark's like, "Gar, we're getting back on the air." I'm like, "Can't I keep talking to the girl?" He's like, "No, man, you got to get on the air." I'm like, "Come on." So it's a rocking place at the Liberty Forum.
Put some cold water on it. So I want to remind you to do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There you can do your shopping at Newegg, Amazon. You'll get the same prices, the same service you normally get. But Free Talk Live gets a little spiff. It's shop.freetalklive.com. We have with us Neil Connor from flamingfreedom.com. Is that
Neil.
Right?
That's
Neil.
Right. Flamingfreedom.com. We are a LGBT-focused radio show that works to promote the ideas of liberty and just kind of provide a forum for those people who may feel left out within the LGBT community, which unfortunately happens to be highly statist. I was just asking Jeffrey Tucker earlier during one of his talks, you know, I've noticed how the LGBT community has in the past been very much a victim of discrimination by the government, by oppression, I mean, just outright mass arrests and violations of liberty. And yet here they seem to be now crawling to the government, not only for, I mean, recognition, that's a good thing, you know, equal marriage, that's great, but now special privileges. And to have the reins of power, it seems to me like Stockholm syndrome. And I kind of want to.
So true. It's not just the LGBT.
So many. Any oppressed minority.
So true. Absolutely. What a great observation.
And to draw parallels, too, I mean, Israel, as much as a bastion of freedom as it can be when compared to the rest of the Middle East, which is not saying too much, you know, it seems as though now it's their turn to be oppressive towards the Palestinians, you know.
Right, absolutely. So, you got to see Jeffrey Tucker's speech today here?
I did. He was great. Yeah.
Jeffrey's awesome.
What was your what's been some of your observations about the event today here at the Liberty Forum?
You know, I've been coming to the Liberty Forum since 2007 before I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
You came to the same first one with us, right?
I remember,
my picture with a young Neil Connor at the first Liberty Forum. I think one can probably still find that by going to
True.
facebook.freetalklive.com and checking turned out. And you know, it's nice to see that you've grown up into Flaming Freedom, which is really a gay Free Talk Live.
It's a great show.
Oh, you should hear our After Dark episodes. They're not meant for listening at work, that's for sure.
That'll entice even more people to check it out. Website again,
FlamingFreedom.com.
It's shocking. Yep. It's shocking
it
stuff.
It is shocking stuff. And but, you know, this is a really, really important observation, I think, at least from my standpoint, because it's very frustrating to see people who have been ostracized, put out into the fringes of so-called society, and oppressed by governments in so mm-hmm. many ways. You look at African Americans, Black Americans, whether they're from Africa or from some other dark-skinned area of the world. Terribly abused. Terrible things have been done to them. Slavery, all sorts of bad things. Government experiments, the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, yeah.
The other night. And yet,
Tuskegee
what are they?
Experiments.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And you think to yourself, man, you know, these guys, these folks in all these different areas are turning to the government and they expect to get something out of it. You look at the issue mm-hmm. of gay marriage, it's such a perfect example. And to see you guys working into this, to say, look, turning to the mechanism of oppression and force through legalized theft is not the best idea. Mm-hmm. Look at the voluntary ways that we can do better, and that's what you do. Flaming Freedom is really great. It's excellent. Yeah,
absolutely. And I would advocate that, albeit, you know, while the government is still involved in marriage, I don't think that they should discriminate based on gender. But I don't think we should be looking towards the government for validation in our own private lives. And for, you know, social conservatives who may say that, you know, marriage is a holy institution, it's a sacred institution. Well, how sacred is it when you get the secular state involved in it, when you seek their approval and their validation for it? It just kind of tarnishes.
I love this point, the idea that, look, my marriage is a public declaration to my friends, my family, and people at large that I love this person and I want to spend the rest of my life with them, but I don't need the government to do that. However, what mm-hmm. I find is that this concept is so ubiquitous that it may be beyond our ability to turn around. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't know how one turns it around. I mean, if, that's for instance, point. New Hampshire decides we're not in the business of marrying people anymore, you just go ahead and get married at your church. And or whatever, you know, however you want to get married, get anybody to marry you, have your cockatoo marry you, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, that's fine. But then when you go, when people move, people tend to move through from state to state, you know, what is Maine or Florida or Arizona going to think about two people who were married by a preacher in New Hampshire but didn't receive any kind of government license? I'd say they're going to call them two single people.
Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. There have been some interesting proposals here in New Hampshire where instead of having marriage, regardless of whether same-sex or different-sex couple, you would have a civil union. And then you would go to your religious institution of choice or, you know, to your own selves and say, hey, we call this a marriage. But don't make that distinguish. Don't distinguish between genders when it comes to the term marriage. Let people define that for themselves and create what, unfortunately, in our paradigm right now is a necessary, you know, recognition that there are rights that come when you do have a civil union, you know, hospital visitation.
That's
and that's a really cruel thing to deprive people of.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Flaming Freedom, we get out there, we provide a forum for people to call in with diverse opinions. Unfortunately, I've seen some friends of mine kicked out of gay bars here just for, you know, starting to debate how dare they question Obama, you know, a king of the gays, where, you know, how dare you call him a bloodthirsty tyrant? You know, how dare you show the blood on his hands?
Well, you know, I was interested to ask you because just on a personal level, a social level, you know, I know that being a libertarian throughout the years, you feel very alone. And I can imagine being a gay libertarian, you know, is very isolating. And I remember, you know, just meeting Ian and Mark and the folks from the Free State Project, when these guys came to my mom's funeral. You know, and I was like, wow, these guys are great guys. And yeah. and to be able to gather, how has that affected you to be able to meet these people in the Free State Project and then start doing this radio show? Were you surprised? It must feel great to actually be in touch with these people, because it can be isolating, can't it?
When I was involved in libertarian community back home in Florida, it was a very dissolute community.
I was struggling every time just to get activists to, you know, come to the meetings. And then we would talk about bylaws and, you know, Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. To move here in New Hampshire where we have something that is absolutely a community of support, a community of mutual respect where people are on the same page and don't define others by their sexuality. It's been an amazing experience. And I don't see people as straight or gay or any other labels. I just see people on a terms of mutual respect and being able to have that dialogue up here without all the baggage that seems to come from every place else in the world is amazing.
So one thing I've noticed from people who moved to the Free State Project who are LGBT community is that there tend to be not a lot of options of movers that are LGBT. So you kind of moved from a place that's, you know, pretty gay. Sarasota got a lot of large acting community. You can get your hair dressed by anybody there.
True.
And it's a pretty gay place. That with not a lot of libertarians, to a pretty libertarian place, not a lot of gays. What's that? Is that an accurate assessment?
You know, I don't know. The statistics do suggest that New Hampshire has the highest percentage of out of the closet gay couples.
Really?
Wow. Okay. In the United States.
What are their ages?
I don't know. maybe not in my
That'd
age.
Be my
range.
First yeah. question. Exactly. People always say, you know, there's more women in the world than men. Yeah, they're 90.
Yeah, exactly.
They outlive their husbands.
Yeah,
true, true, true.
They're on pensions right now. But I'm prepared to go it alone if that means that I'm more free and I'm more free to be myself, and if that special person comes along, I'll find them.
Okay, so flamingfreedom.com, how do folks find it?
Flamingfreedom.com. Oh, we're also on iTunes, but if you go to LRN, we're every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We do a live show, and then we do a podcast, which I do not recommend listening to at work. We filmed, we recorded one here just a couple hours previous. And I refer to that as Neil's future unelectability podcast.
Yeah. I like that. Ooh. Is the podcast, the live show, you know, cut down? Is that what it is? Or
no, we try and show. It's a different show, but
okay.
We try and infuse those. We talk about sexuality from a very honest perspective, amongst many other things. Whatever you want to bring up.
I see. So the live show is not podcast then?
Live show is podcast.
So
well.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
And then there's a podcast over.
Twice as many podcasts as there are live shows.
True.
Okay. FlamingFreedom.com. You've been listening to Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Gard.
And, it's been really great here. Go check out FreeTalkLive.com and get involved in our Facebook page. We're posting lots of updates here on Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.